You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Good morning, Saturday.
Oh, yeah, Saturday.
26th.
Oh, what a 26th of June, 2021, year of our Lord. And we're going down here fast.
Oh, yeah, well, here. We predicted it. We said you'd have to wait
yep.
till your winter kicked in, and then you're going to...
Well, what about wait till the day of the school holidays, the day just as they start, and the big full moon, right on the target, on the full moon and the school holidays, lock them down. And, I went through the, I did wear a mask the other day because I got asked to by one of the directors of a job I was on. He said, you've got to wear one inside. And I went, really? And he said, yeah, it's just come across the news. So I said, yeah, I just put one on for show and then went upstairs and took it off. But it's all happening here now. And as of tomorrow, even up where I've escaped Sydney, I did a runner this morning. And as of 6 p.m. tonight, it's masks inside venues now and masks.
Welcome to the cult.
Yeah. Well, we went through it last year, exact same time last year, same time, school holidays. They time it exactly for the school holidays because I suggest, they know it's minimal, it's actually not a big issue because most people have got their kids home anyway, and it's not a big hassle that all, if they're not at school anyway, they're only at home playing computer games as it is, so the actual hassle isn't as bad as it could be if it was done 2 weeks ago. So, you know, you couldn't go to work because you had your kids at home. So I'm just going to keep doing my normal thing, being a essential worker, thank God. And my ex wouldn't let me have the kids. She said, oh, you've been in Sydney.
Oh, my God, here we go, eh? Oh,
yeah. I said to her, look, all five of us were in Sydney 2 weeks ago. And they backdated this lockdown that if you're in Sydney over the last 2 weeks, you've got to be...
Well, your ex is... Hold on a sec. So your ex buys into the...
And she said... No, it doesn't. And she said, look, your conspiracy theories are whatever, but she said, I've got 36 clients with health issues and I can't get sick, whatever. And I said, you're already sick because you had the flu shot, which she is. She's coughing and spluttering, and same with my other son who got the flu shot because of his job he had to go to. He's coughing and spluttering. And my daughter was, and my other, so all four of them are, except for me, actually have all the signs of a cold, but I'm not going to argue with it. I just said to her, look, you know, I understand that you believe, you know, the newspapers, and you're a zombie in that respect. But I'm not going to get upset about it. I just said, I understand that you believe the newspapers, but I gave her the, you know, you're being lied to, and this is going to go on forever. This is not going to go away Just 1 second, I've got a TV on with some music on playing, and it's Neil Young playing the what we were talking about last week, by coincidence. Neil Young, Crazy Horse.
On the TV?
Oh, no. Well, I only watch YouTube. I don't watch TV, so I just put YouTube music on because I've got two living areas, both with TVs in them, so I don't watch TV at all. I don't watch any TV. I just put on YouTube old
music. So
old
Neil Young and who? What, Neil Young
Crazy
playing Live Rust?
Yeah, it was Live Rust, the crazy... It's the same concert I went to, I think.
Was that Cortez the Killer, I heard?
Yeah, no, it was Down by the River.
Oh, Down by the River.
Which is not a bad song. Not a bad song.
Oh.
Yeah, so I went to...
Great.
As I was saying last week, I went to see them... They did Live Rust, came out in about 76, 77 or 78. Then they came over and actually toured Live Rust in New Zealand and Australia. Well, they did a global tour, and I saw them in about 80, I think 81 or 82. But yeah, not bad. I'm not a big, huge fan of Neil Young, but he is still going strong.
I'm having nostalgic pains because I don't know why, but maybe someone said the phrase, you wear it well, but then I had to go look up Rod Stewart.
I'll play that this morning. That came on the right. So I listened to... I'll tell you an interesting fact here. 5G, the 5G interrupts the AM signal. So if you...
AM will be gone.
So that's why they're phasing out AM. Oh, yeah, they're deliberately doing it. We've still got about 10 stations in Sydney that are all AM. And yesterday I was driving, because I listen to an old music station, and I like listening to AM radio. I like music on AM. I can barely get the
AM news station here because it goes in and out because of the interference. Yeah. Same thing.
Well, I'll tell you what that interference is. It's the new, it's the towers doing that
it's the encroaching frequencies because they're going to get frequencies are encroached and absolutely. So all frequencies will be internet very shortly. It won't be long. I think Denmark might not have over the air AM FM anymore. I don't know. One of those Scandinavian countries doesn't even have radio over the air.
No, it's going because yesterday I left the job at 6 a.m. in the morning. And I was driving through because I work in the CBD of Sydney occasionally. I drive through the CBD. And I couldn't pick up anything on the AM dial at all. It was just hissing sounds. So basically, they've turned on all the towers now, and you cannot listen to it. But when I'm driving up towards home, I've got it for about an hour, and I listen to the old music station. So, you know, they play Rod Stewart and all, you know, Neil Young and stuff like that, which I do enjoy. And I actually like listening to AM radio. I don't know why. It's not the same quality. But it has that, it's all nostalgia. Yeah. And even my son said to me, he goes, I like listening to AM radio because it reminds me of, you know, because I've always had AM radio on when he was growing up. And he said, I actually like the sound. And because it doesn't sound as crisp, but there's something about like 60s songs that come across on AM better than they do.
I guess it's the same reason like people like vinyl, sort of that scratchy hit on vinyl.
And I'm another one of them, I tell you, yeah. So anyway, I spoke to Rollo, so he did a funeral for his Christie's aunt passed away last week. So he was he said he'll speak tomorrow, but he said it was a very moving funeral.
Is he off tonight?
He won't be back on tonight, but I said I'll talk to him tomorrow because I'm sitting at home literally because as far as I know I won't be having the kids here possibly. Although I did send her a message tonight and I said, look, this is look, this means I'm not running around being a waiter and offering sandwiches and dinner and making them.
Yeah, but still, look at how this COVID has divided your family already.
Straight away.
Mask on her face.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Yeah. That was Media Bear. Media Bear was actually interviewed by Uncle Vigilante last night, so I tuned in, and I'm guilty of this too, but I wanted to hear Media Bear speak, but Uncle Vigilante was doing all the talking, and...
So Uncle Odd calls himself Uncle Vigilante now?
Yeah, because he's into crypto, and Media Bear was making me laugh, because Uncle Vigilante was doing all the talking, so Media Bear was getting bored. So he had a coronavirus ball hanging from the ceiling, so he started throwing it around, because he was on video, by the way. But he was hilarious, because he was starting to play with the corona ball and throwing it, because you could tell he was getting a little aggravated by some of the stories being... I want to apologize to all future guests. When I gas on, when I'm supposed to be listening to you talk, I apologize. Mrs. Fakeologist says, God, I tuned in to listen to your guests, and all you do is talk. Shut up!
That's why I can't go on to group chats, because I tend to just dominate and take over, and interrupt, yeah. And it's just not worth it, as far as I'm concerned. I'd rather...
Yeah, you need your own show.
I can talk by myself, no problem whatsoever. Or if there's just two people, no problem. But once you get five people on there, and you get three people that don't like talking over people, they just get wasted by the, like, you know.
Yeah.
If it was me, you, and Rollo, no one's going to get a word in. No one.
Yeah, well, that's
no,
true.
And then
that's
if they true. Do, and if they do, they're fucking clever, let me tell you. But,
and now yeah, you've got a powerful, it. You got a powerful phone now, so you're coming through super clear. So yeah, you're gonna definitely steamroll. You got Rollo quality right now going on, which is great.
Yeah, well, that's just, as I said, a cheap analog phone.
Cheaper the better.
Obviously. So I listened to your chat with sultry Canadian girl. What's her name? I say sultry.
White Rabbit.
That kind of.
Well,
yeah.
It sounds like she's been yelling for the last 3 years. Mm. Very hoarse.
No, it wasn't White Rabbit. It was the Canadian girl that's the, she's got her own
website.
Ronnie,
Canucklaw.ca. I love that.
Yeah.
Man.
She's got sexy,
what a researcher.
Voice. Yeah, and she's got sultry, sexy voice, that girl. A Canadian accent is, you know, particularly the girls, sound fantastic, I reckon. They've got a good, and she had that. She had that, you know, kind of laid back attitude.
She sounds like a very shy person to me. She sounds very shy.
But girls that sound shy tend to be not shy when it comes to the crunch. That's my observation. That's what I think. She had a sultry voice, which I like. I think it was good. And she was.
She brings it. She brings it. Where did? I don't even have the mind to do her research. Like, the research she does, why can't I do that? How come she's so good at it and I can't do that?
It's because you've got to read through pages and pages of boring, boring information and then pick the nuggets out of it and be able to get... See, I can't do that either, Ab. I'm with you. What I do is I listen to the audio tracks and I pick up information. Like the last... I just listened to Media Monarchy's last show that they did. He's off for the rest of June from the 11th. He finished up. Coincidence, 11th. But he played some tracks. YouTube things from some new show called Something Tooth, Sweet Tooth, or whatever. It's a new show for kids. Basically, about a virus has taken over the planet, and all of a sudden, children that are crossbred with animals have started getting born. And apparently the New York Times took out, this is just straight out propaganda. And it's the New York Times took out a front page ad, a fake ad with a picture of a baby with goat horns on its head.
I love
that image. Straight out. Exactly. And anyway, he picks up some really good stuff and plays some good stuff. So I always say his news, the Media Monarchy news channel, is on a Thursday. It's called it's the gnarly one. It's all the stuff that is not fit for kids to listen to. He was picking up on so much stuff that Blue's Clues. I don't know if your kids watch Blue's Clues.
Yes,
but mine did.
Yes.
Remember
yes,
that? Yes. Well, now they've now got that.
I never watched
BTQ. No, I didn't. They did. The kids did.
Now it's going to be Rainbow Clues.
They've got a LGBTQ character, you know, that's on there, and so that the frontline attack on our way of life is COVID. The attack on the climate. They're hitting the climate with, you know. They're talking about in California temperatures never seen before. Bullshit. Guaranteed that they had them 100 years ago.
Even twenty years ago they probably had.
20 years ago.
I'm gonna mute. Anytime I mute, I'm just listening. So don't. I won't say I'm out.
As you know, there's no such thing as dead air when I'm on. Guaranteed. But I was watching. Listening to Media Monarchy, and he was talking about playing YouTubes of the promotions for the show. I think it's called Sweet Tooth. I'm not sure. Whatever it is, it's a big, big show on Netflix, financed by Disney. So you know very well where you're going with that. But these guys are pushing LGBTQ QRSTUV agenda on the children. you're even seeing these rain, and it's not even a rainbow, it's a purple, blue, green, white, sorry, not white, forget about that colour, multicoloured sticker, which you're even seeing when you go into the grocery stores, the big ones, the staff are wearing these things. You're looking, go past schools, they've got these flags up everywhere. It's a very powerful sigil, not a sigil, it's a signal that you're seeing, and you're seeing they've now transcribed the LGBTQ, RSTUV, WXYZ agenda of transsexualism and transhumanism. Without even saying anything, you see that signal and you know what it means. You know what it means. Even local councils in Sydney have now adopted putting it on power poles, particularly the ones with the 5G attached to the power
poles. Are you talking about the rainbow flags that are everywhere?
Yeah, it's not a rainbow though, it's more colours in it. It's a much more, it's the LGBTQRSTUV.
Oh, well, it's a rainbow. Some of them have some kind of triangle on the left side of the flag.
They do, which is part of.
Sideways triangle with extra color.
But once you know what the
what is the purpose of this? What is the purpose? Why are they promoting it? Like I have an idea why I know.
It's transhumanism, Ed. It's the melding of machine with man, and that's what they're doing with these vaccinations with the mRNA. You know that they're altering the genetics of man. And if you go back, and I highly recommend, now I have actually been listening to some Jay Dyer stuff lately, even as 2 hours or 1 hour that he does on Alex Jones, he is on the money with his research into the globalist book series. He brings that up every show he does, and he said that Zbigniew Brzezinski said, we will, and between two ages, which is one of my favourite go-to research books, he says, we will be mucking around but using frequencies and radio signals to alter man's genetics.
I don't believe you can alter genetics. I don't buy that. But what is
mRNA is doing it. mRNA vaccines are altering genetics.
No, I don't believe that.
I'm sorry. If you're sitting on a phone and you can sit there and send me a photo in real time and I can make it bigger, smaller, and alter it and put a different head on it with my hand as I'm talking to you, I'm telling you, they've got technology that you probably don't want to know.
But I know, and that's the easiest way to fit. I agree, and that's the easiest way to argue it, that, well, we can do all this with their phones, but I just think they're injecting straight-up food proteins and just poisoning people and making them sick. I really don't think there's any... There's no programming, there's no genetic code. And our buddy SMJ also might agree with that. All these things are computer fantasies that you can change someone's programming and make their body. It was just straight up poisoning people. And by the way,
At the end of the day, yes.
I want to get to this.
Yes.
You have all boys, right?
No, I've got two boys and a girl.
Okay, well, what do you make of these stories about the boys getting peri and myocarditis, inflammation of the heart from the injection?
Well, of course it would disturb me, and that's why my son has got, who never, ever, ever got sick before, is now coughing and spluttering because he's got something and he's had the flu shot from that job he had to go and do, you know, so there you go.
Wait,
I'll bring this.
Have any of them got the COVID shot yet?
No, and they won't be going, and they won't be No, I'm talking about.
How are you going to manage that when your wife won't even let you see your children? This must make you crazy.
No. Well, because on the news here, they've said anyone that's in a certain area, and she got it wrong. She thought the area I was in was one of the the lockdown spot, which it wasn't. I was close to it. But I said to her,
she's going to make them get jabbed, don't you?
She's totally against the COVID shot, but the flu shot she's been taking because she works in... because she's aware that this is an experimental mRNA shot and not a vaccine like with any bug.
Do you really think it's different from the crap that's in the flu shot? Do you really think that?
Yes, I do. I do think the regular flu shot isn't the same as mRNA, and because they are, I mean, look, Benoit posted that thing about the TEDx talk with the head of TEDx talking about the difference between mRNA vaccines with its spike protein and altering, you know, there's a big difference in that.
The only thing I agree with is protein. I think it's just simple vegetable protein that's toxic to humans if we don't eat it. I think it's simple. I think you're just dealing with science fiction, buddy.
Possibly not, though, as I say. But technology is usually 20 years behind in front of what you're told. And I do think that they can and have been experimenting with your DNA or whatever. Not DNA, the RNA thing that... Well, look, put
DNA,
aside,
RNA, it's all science fiction, mate.
I really don't think
they're that advanced when it comes to the human body. You know why? Because they haven't had years, hundreds of years to test it out on humans. Now they got their wish.
Yes, they have.
They've
been testing it out on prisoners. They've been testing it out on willing participants. Look at this. Go and have a look at all those TEDx talks where they're talking about RNA and, you know, the proteins and things like that and altering your I do think that they've got a method perfected.
Let's get back to the propaganda, which I think is possibly atrocity propaganda. They get all these stories, horror stories of these young boys. Obviously, they're saying that they're getting...
I haven't seen those yet, actually. I'll just have to say
there's been quite a few. But the end of the story is always, but he's getting the second vaccine. But I think everyone should get vaccinated. So it's these contradictory stories that make no sense. No normal human being would say it. I think they're just promotion. I just want to know if there's anyone with a young man that's been injected that is having these heart problems. If it's true. I don't know if it's true. I don't want to believe it's true.
Well, you may not want it to believe true, but if you've read and looked into, as I said, I bring it up again, Survival of the Wisest by Jonas Salk's, you know, his book in 1956, he says exactly the same thing, basically, as Zbigniew Brzezinski says, that they'll be altering and using some form of magnetism in there to make you resonate, and that you will be part of this Internet of Things via this injection that they're going to mandate eventually. So they, and it's not just those two, there's a number of guys. And then look at you remember back in the day you had the book, back in the 70s, he wrote the book The Third Way. And you were talking about communitarianism last week. Alvin Toffler. So Alvin Toffler, his books, I don't know if you remember, but back in the 70s, they were not mandatory, but they were big books. And the clever kids at school were all reading Alvin Toffler, The Future Shock book. And then his other book he did with his wife, the second one, was called The Third Way. And The Third Way is communitarianism. It was a blending of communism and...
Capitalism.
Yeah, and that would be the future. If you've read Future Shock, looked into Toffler and his wife, both of them... you know, eugenicists and very influential futurists. These things, there's a common denominator. And then the other really good book to look into is the Ghost in the Machine book. I can't remember the name of the guy offhand, but they were determined to attack the part of the brain that gives you spiritual thought. And
is that your soul?
And basically, yeah, at the end of the day. And I think... By using what they did work out in the end is by using sport and sex, that it would take those two parts, the part of the brain that would be aware spiritually and, you know, thinking about that, sport and sex influences that part of the brain and removes your need to look into, you know, why am I here, and you look at the stars and go, how amazing they are.
We don't want anyone wondering about that, do we?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. So they push the narrative, like, you know, and that's why people are into wrestling and I hate sport. I mean, I don't mind playing it or doing it, but it's not part of my life, you know. I don't care about
people. You don't like sport? It's called sports programming.
It is sports programming, yeah, for sure. So they've known that we you know, and this is all going back to Freud, of course, and the school, you know, the Frankfurt group. they knew how to control the public by their, what their thoughts are.
Distraction.
Like, you know, what they did with distraction by creating, so back in England in the 40s, you know, you went to watch your local sporting team play the local team, and you went there and you actually watched the game. Next thing you know, they started paying these guys thousands of pounds. Then it went up to millions of pounds and turned them into literal deities to the average guy. So Maradona was like a god to the South Americans. You know, he was not just a soccer player. He was something else. And that, so the part of the brain that gave you that, you know, why am I here? What's life meant to be? That's gone. You're lobotomized by sport, sex. That's why pornography obviously was used on Germany pre-World War II by the same guys that were in the Frankfurt Group. You know, humans are very easily controlled, as far as I can see.
Oh, yeah. We know that. And they're easily, they believe myths without proof. And it's,
yeah, of course.
This is the age of information where you could look almost every single thing up in real time as we're speaking, if you really want to do it.
You're listening to bring you this important message.
This is Jungle Jim. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
I've seen Jungle Jim. The YouTube chat. He comes into the YouTube chat when I do my live shows, weekdays, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, I've seen that name.
So all
those books, can you drop them in the live stream show notes? Because
I'll summarize it. Jay Dyer did a series called the Globalist Book Series, and he did get, most of them were probably Alan Watt recommendations, but Alex Jones also jumped on board and was flogging those same books. So there's The Ghost in the Machine, though, is a very, very, very pertinent book. I just can't remember the name of the guy that wrote it, but The Police did a song, or one of their albums is called The Ghost in the Machine. And The Ghost in the Machine refers to is that part of your brain that they can't control is the spiritual side that gives you that wonder of God and wonder of why am I here. That's what they are targeting. And there's also a speech by Bill Gates where he's going on about we've worked out the fanatic side of human beings. There's a part of the brain that gives rise to fanaticism. And what they're describing as fanaticism is spiritualism and the desire to what's out there.
They relabeled it so they can target it.
That's right. And they've been mapping the brain. And what's his name? Osama Obama. Same thing. Barack Osama. I remember when that was going down when he was elected. And I said to this friend of mine who's a total cynic about everything, who passed away from cancer, sadly. There's no way that they will elect anyone that name rhymes with Osama. And sure enough, they did. And so I was completely proved wrong there. But, you know that Osama, Barak, means lightning from the sky.
No.
In Hebrew.
In what language?
In Hebrew.
Oh, it rhymes. Mm. Yeah, that's a Hebrew name, isn't it? Because then we had, what was his name? Ehud Barak? Was he a prime minister of...
That's right, yeah, of Israel.
Israel?
Yeah.
Something Barak,
And then you've got David Bowie had the big lightning thing on Ziggy Stardust. He had the lightning down the side of his face.
Are you saying Barack Obama's name is just NLP? They just created that name?
Yeah,
100%.
100%. Okay. And I'll say, let's get this one. Here's another exclusive. Psychologist exclusive.
That was good.
The band Queen, right?
Right.
Very, very big band. Right. So here's Freddie Mercury. Yeah, well, so do I.
Right.
Big fan. Yeah. Freddie Mercury, right? So you've got your Mercury in there, yeah, right? The bassist was J.R. Deacon. John R. Deacon. Now, J.R. Deacon is a very high-level badge you get in the Masons. Junior Deacon. That means Junior Deacon.
Really?
If you're in a... Yes. Yes.
So you don't think that's his real name either?
No. And then the drummer is Taylor. Forget the first name, whatever. But Tyler. Tyler is also a major Masonic name, almost identical, Tyler. It means the same thing if you go back in the phonetics of the language.
What about Brian May?
Yeah, exactly. May is the most powerful day in It's May is May Day. It's Beltane, whatever. It's the communist
beginning of spring.
Bring in spring. Communist thing is May Day. So you've got every one of those guys has a name. I mean, you can't look. Google Masonic badges and J.R. Deacon. You'll see the very powerful badge J.R. Deacon, the junior deacon, is a very powerful. So I'm saying that every one of those guys is a made up name deliberately.
Well,
and their backstory is obviously fake as well.
Yeah, we're told Freddie's name. He's some Persian type.
Freddie Balsara. Maybe his real name is Balsara. But he changed it to Mercury. But Mercury of all, the messenger, and Mercury, HG.
Oh,
it's
Mercury.
It's in front of your face.
It's all NLP. Okay, it's all NLP.
Exactly.
And they were highly influential band.
Influential of the highest magnitude.
God. That music is hypnotic. Yeah, I know. We're all fans.
Beautifully produced by, I should know his name, but I can't remember. The same producer, though, did The Cars. So every song you hear by The Cars, if you notice, the production is done by the same as the Queen guy.
I love the Cars. I love the Cars.
Yeah.
Just give me two minutes.
All good. So, what will I talk about? I think Queen, once I found J.R., because I looked up, I saw John Deacon, then I saw, I was looking into a Masonic site and they had the badges that you can earn if you're in the Blue Lodge of the Masons. And one was the Deacon. I thought, I wonder if John Deacon's middle name is R. Sure enough, I looked it up, and it's J.R. Deacon, Junior Deacon, phonetically. And this Metascript, which I'll give some cred to Infinite Plane Radio, is a thing. I mean, if a whole band has got fake names and their whole backstory is fake, then we are really living in a narrative that only the very few, and I'm talking the people that listen to this, we're down to the pointiest end of being aware that can see there's a Metascript going down. So,
can anyone keep up with IPS and his...
No, he's disappeared.
But,
I haven't seen anything for a week.
But he's constantly reinventing himself. And, like, he can't sit still. He's like a twitchy child.
Because he's not... I'm trying to upload anything new by him, and I haven't had anything for a week now, so...
No, I know, I'm one of his Patreons. You're not one of his Patreons, probably, so he sends me emails all the time. So, honestly, I don't always click on those links. He just sent me one today, and you should get on his Patreon there, of course, Rick. You get his latest, but he's on a YouTube... I can't keep up. He's always changing. I don't even know if my show's on his Dark Matter... radio thing. I don't even know if that's still a thing. He's so hard to pin down
that guy. Yeah.
And I do believe he's a patron of my account, so thank you very much if that's still true. I don't really keep up.
Ben Wyatt sent some moolah to you, I believe.
Yes, so unnecessary. The guy does a lot for the site, and then he went and got a prepaid Visa card. He went and got a prepaid Visa card so he could send it via PayPal. Well, thanks a lot, Benoit, but I think he's grateful for the Fakeologist because I think he's found his mate in Birmingham with Sky Larkin. I think he's having the time of his life.
Well, it's so funny. When she first appeared, I was chatting to her, and I don't know if she sent a photo or we were chatting away, and I thought, Benoit's going to be very keen on you because she's got the full package that he'd be keen on. She's got a beautiful ebony-coloured skin and lovely wild hair that I think he's quite keen on. And sure enough, which is fantastic. It's good to hear a good story. Good to hear a good story.
Yeah, good on him. She's a Fakeologist, of course.
Oh, and a good one. And easygoing.
Hey, by the way, how much is gas in Sydney today per litre?
I paid $1.42 for diesel. I've got a diesel van now. I love my van. Can I just say this?
Do you look at the gas price, though?
Yeah, I did. It's $1.42, which I paid $1.39 2 days ago before.
For gas?
But no, diesel. Diesel.
No, but how much is gas? Gasoline.
You
which
mean
is a byproduct of the distillation of diesel. Yeah, petrol.
You mean petrol? Up to $1.50 or $1.60 for the high grade. Probably about $1.50. Yeah, that's
ours is a dollar. Yeah. This is the highest I've seen it in a while. $1.37 Canadian.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely going up.
We're
all getting smashed
price now.
Yeah, we're all getting smashed.
Are they rewriting laws in Australia as fast as they are in Canada? I can't even keep up.
Look, Ed, to be really honest, I haven't been watching, but apparently a good mate of mine, very good friend, he's listening to you can't catch a virus,
Tom Barnett.
The big beard. Tom Barnett has been doing loads of stuff lately, and he's right into him, and he seems to think it's nothing's changed as far as laws go. But
implementing Agenda 21 laws. Like you can't believe it. They're introducing a pre-crime law here. Bill C-36.
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah, okay. That's going to be a thing. No two ways about that.
And it's also in the UK as well.
Metadata. Yeah. So that's going to use metadata. Right, did you hear about the rogue drone that got sent out and killed someone? It was on the news. This is another thing Media Monarchy reported on. It was in the New York Times and all the other things. There was a rogue drone went out and killed somebody in Pakistan, and it was fed by metadata saying this guy's a terrorist, you know, because he's spoken about all these things, and it just went out and did the job without anyone controlling it. Now, it's probably a fake story, but... It's
yeah.
getting it ready for that.
Thank
that's
you, Rick.
Going to go down. Yeah. That's going to go down. I'm in contact with people that are involved with bringing in drones, surveillance drones into Australia via China and Israel. And they've all said, you know, the guy that said, he goes, oh, they're not going to be used for nefarious purposes. These are, you know, going to be used for, you know, this, that. And I was like, come on. It's like, fucking hell. This is Skynet. So now, I'll reiterate, if anyone here listening to this chat wants some good information, read Between Two Ages by Zbigniew Brzezinski, or if you don't want to read it, go to Jay Dyer's website and download his analysis of that book, which will save you at least 15 hours, because it'll probably take you 15 hours.
Are you
to
a
read
member of his website?
No. I'm not a member of anyone. The only person I should be throwing money to is you. Because I'm
God
actually
bless.
Talking on there. Yeah, God bless me. But
I'm your producer. You have to pay for production.
Yeah. To be honest, I've got to start doing that. Especially seeing Benoit, for God's sake. Benoit sending money to you, and
he has some money.
He has been doing hard work behind for the last 2 years, at least, maybe three, I'm not sure.
Yeah, yes, a couple of years for sure, yeah. I can't believe time is flying by. But yeah, if you want to listen... I don't know if you want to listen to Canadian-centric podcasts, but I still recommend Kevin J. Johnson, his channel. He's in jail week six.
Yeah, yeah.
The political prisoner. We have political prisoners in Canada. And that, to me, I don't think he's fake, but if we had a real person trying to run for mayor or any kind of office, this is probably what actually would happen to you. So all the people that are running your country were chosen, and the odd guy that actually wants to say something that everyone believes in, you're going to go to jail. That's what it tells me.
Yeah, they want...
And
they
he's
want,
just trying to run for mayor of a city in Canada. He's not trying to even get into an office that's really got much clout, really. A mayorship is not a powerful position. It's literally a council member. I do think they're going to elevate mayors of megacities to very powerful people. They have no power.
Ed, that was one of the wonderful late Rosa Quaro's things that mayors are the new dictators, be told. And we've already been going through that here in Sydney. Oh, sorry, not here in Sydney. I've escaped Sydney, but in the mid-north coast. In Sydney.
Right.
We've got a mayor, Clover Moore, and I call her Cloven Hoof. She Cloven Hoof. She dominates. She walks. She wears a dog collar around her neck, got hair cut really short. She's not a lesbian because she's married. But she's got caught out so many times, like that, you know, she demanded bicycle laneways everywhere. So we had to, you know, bulldoze major thoroughfares.
Well, lesbians can be married.
She's not, but she pretends to be a lesbian just for the gay vote. but it's quite well known she's not. One of the few that isn't a lesbian. And she got caught out turning up. What, she got dropped off by her chauffeur. And so I did government security on the side when I was
chauffeur in your small town.
I'm talking about Sydney. She had a government. All politicians have a paid car and a driver. And I used to sit and talk to those guys on the side.
I'm not against that, by the way. I'm not against that because...
Yeah, no, but what she did... She turned up to a bicycle rally in her chauffeured car, got out...
Oh, yeah, you told me. I thought that was a guy that they videoed doing that.
No, it was Clive Moore.
It was a woman.
Yeah, and she pretended to get on a bike,
bike around the corner, biked in, and then biked back to her limo and took off.
Exactly. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, but that to me is not a big deal. Okay, it's stagecraft. That's not a big deal.
It's still lying to your constituency about what we're going to do and making so... We've got bike lanes on major thoroughfares on each side.
Anyone on them?
So they've closed.
No.
Yeah, with no one on them. No one on them. And they've closed.
No.
But the cyclists, these pains in the ass with their little shorts that they wear, they decide they have to ride in packs on the main road. So you get slowed down by these guys, even though there's bike lanes. They don't ride on the bike lanes. They ride on the
main road. No, they don't. No, I've talked to some hardcore cyclists. They don't like the bike lanes because they slow them down. They want to be with the car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know as well as I do. I mean, I do a lot of driving. I do at least 20
more than me.
30 hours a week. No, probably not, but I do a fair bit. But there's nothing more annoying than being behind a whole lot of flashing lights at 5 a.m. that have taken over the normal lane.
I never see bikes at that time. You see bikes at 5 in the morning? I'm out now. There's no bikes.
In Sydney, there's teams, and maybe not 5, say 6 a.m., before the main traffic goes, but there's groups of them, particularly on Saturdays, that take over the driving lanes, even though there is a bike lane, they all take over and they ride in packs, and you have to be a metre clear of them to overtake them. And so you see these older drivers that have listened to that law, and they swerve right out onto the oncoming traffic virtually to get into, because they think they're doing the right thing. It's so dangerous what's going down. Anyway, these bike lanes are part of Agenda 2030, Agenda 2050, Agenda 2060, whatever. But it's part of it. And they're being given carte blanche to just do whatever they want. So busy thoroughfares are now halved in their intent. We've got population growing so fast. I mean, it's just, there's so many more people here. And Canada's the same, I do believe. You've got the Agenda 2030, buildings on the side of the road, 4 stories high with blocks of units, and then underneath they've got a block of shops, a bike lane to the right of them on either side of the road. It's just going down everywhere. So it's Rosa Quarry was on the money 100%. 100%. Anyway, so what else can I talk about? Rollo tonight is at a funeral for his auntie.
His own funeral, luckily.
Yes. Yes, indeed. After the break.
You are. Hi, I'm Sab from Northern California.
Hi, this is RLC. Naeem.
Rick from Port Macquarie.
I'm Eric. You are listening to Fake Ologist Radio.
What a voice. That guy should have his own show. Give him his own show, for God's sake.
Yeah, getting back to... in Toronto here, we're spending billions of dollars turning our main thoroughfares into streetcar-type thoroughfares.
The money that's being spent
is epic. And then the road, some of the streetcar, at least in Toronto, will be underground. And the above ground road that they've destroyed to bury the streetcar is going to be probably what you say, just one car lane, one bike lane. And I can kind of understand it in a place like Sydney because, as far as I know, it doesn't snow for 4 months of the year in Sydney.
No,
we're here.
Definitely not.
We have snow. Now, I don't care how hardcore biker you are. It's not safe to bike
to
in the snow.
In
Sorry,
the snow.
Yeah. It just doesn't work. Yeah. Are you going to get sick? Do you want these baby boomers riding their bikes in the snow? They're all going to fall. They're going to cost the healthcare system millions, breaking every bone in their body. It's stupid. And how do you grocery shop and bike? Tell me that. Are you going to buy a wagon
Impossible.
And tow it? Give me a break.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
But this is what they want. This is what they want the young people to do. They don't want them owning cars. They want a fractional. They just want everything to be rented by the second. Bikes, cars, trucks, whatever. They don't want anyone owning any private property. Everyone's going to share everything. So and queue up for it. I'm convinced that part of this constant queuing up 6 feet is just to train people that you can't have what you want right away. You're going to have to wait. You have to wait for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So part of the queuing is just slave training.
Well, notice it's called QR code. QR code.
Queuing,
And the fact that, you know, we're going into this bullshit again here, and everything is involving training you to access. Look at you remember when, you know, I can remember in the 70s looking at pictures of, you know, people queuing up for loads of bread or flour in, you know, whatever country they were bombing or whatever. And now we've got the same thing going on here and in America. It's we're being retrained and convinced that the new communitarianism is a good thing. Good thing. It's just totally ludicrous. But people will be willing to do it. And it's just, that's the frightening thing, how easily they've done this within a year. So, I mean, so what are we now? We're in June.
Yeah, 16 months. 16 months, I think you people understand.
From March, yeah. March, from 3/11. 3/11 till 20 whatever June. We have been trained, and they've got another 6 years to go before they get where they're aiming for.
Well, they could get there earlier. It's possible.
I would say they're going to get there earlier, sadly. And
it's possible. It's coming. It's happening, man. But all these laws, and one of the few shows that actually talks about them is the Kevin J. Johnson show. They're bringing up, these laws being passed. Well, his crew is doing a good job. It's a good idea to have a bit of a crew because he's in jail and they're keeping the show alive, which is really good.
Does anyone know?
He was arrested in Edmonton on the Calgary police's behest, and then they moved him back to Calgary. It's a few hours away from each other. He's being held on using lawfare. It's called lawfare, where they just take
They
use spurious charges. I think they just layered them up with seven more. Just before I got on with you, I was listening to Friday's show, last night's show, and they layered them up with seven more charges. I don't know what they are. And they're just, my thought was, after he sort of was challenging the premier of the province, that I said, they're going to tie you up for the entire period of time when you're supposed to be campaigning for the race. I think he's not getting out of jail till the race is over, October. Personally.
And you know what?
And this is Canada. This is Canada, man. And if everyone in Canada is okay with that, then I guess we have a huge problem for those people who like the illusion of at least of democracy. Because you don't have it when the average person can't run for mayor, can't do this, can't do that. If you have to be approved, then do you want to live in that country?
Yeah, it's open tyranny, medical tyranny.
Yeah.
As simple as that. And for me, like, you know, we've had it easy over here, to be honest. I haven't had any issues.
Well, you're in a different cycle.
Yeah, no, but it's changing now. They're bringing it, they're introducing the same cycle as you're going through here really fast.
Yeah.
From what
we said that. We just said you're in the break period.
And I agreed. But the fact that they've done this, the day...
And you can't get off the island.
No, luckily my daughter managed to escape last week, and so many people I know that have been affected, like, you know, jobs I've been on where they're just about to fly to South Australia or North Australia or wherever, they got stopped at the airport and got sent back home again. This is affecting so many people, and sadly, a lot of them are just accepting it, you know, like, oh, this is what we've got to do to, you know, help our fellow man out. We've got to go back home and not have visitors and, you know, wear a mask. It's just...
Don't kill grandma. You know, it, all the usual BS.
We don't want to kill grandma. Grandma, we got to look after grandma. Yeah, exactly. It's just...
They don't want you to kill grandma because they're busy killing grandma. They want all the credit.
They want grandma to take the flu shot and then die just afterwards. So they can say, it might have been the COVID strain that did that.
But apparently this pre-crime bill is also appearing in the United Kingdom as well.
Really?
Well, that's why I'm telling you, do you have anyone in your talk show circles, do you listen to any Australian talk shows that actually talk about real laws that are being passed?
Probably. But it'd be Tom Barnett be on top of that stuff.
Because you're going to get all the United Nations Agenda 21. He also said, by the way, and I have to do this, he said, look up your local police force, which are policy enforcers, not peace officers. They're policy enforcers. That's what police means. And type in SDG, Sustainable Development Goal, along with the name of your police force. Because that will tell you what their goal... Yeah, because they're going to redo the police to conform with SDGs, which sounds like a disease, from the United Nations.
Yeah. Look... You know the sad thing, Ab? I got told this all the stuff, everything that's going down in 1982 when I was next door neighbour was involved with the League of Rights. It was a political kind of a group from Australia called the League of Rights, which were, when it meant League of Rights, was like right-thinking people.
Right, I like that.
Yeah, and
what happened
three
to him?
Or four of us. Well, the guy that was running it was called Eric Butler. Anyone listening to this, Google Eric Butler, League of Rights. I actually went to see him, and we sat there, and he said, back then, this was going to come down, this was going to happen. He was warning about the word discrimination. This is back in 1982. He said, discrimination is going to be used against you. He goes, I like blondes. He goes, my wife's blonde. I like blondes. In the future, he said, it will be illegal to say that. And everyone's going, oh, you're righty-ho. This is 1982 in New Zealand. Fairly liberal country, but fairly relaxed country, I must say. And I remember looking around in the, we were told to go, you know, we should go and watch this guy speaking. So about four or five of us went there. In the auditorium, they had books for sale, and they had, I still remember seeing a book called CIA Killed John Lennon. And I remember going, far out, you know, because he'd only been killed a year before. So it was a year after John Lennon was killed when we were at this meeting. I was 16, 17 maybe. The same guy got me...
I prefer disappeared.
Yeah, whatever. But anyway, the fact that it was not saying he was killed by the guy that said you got told in the news.
Yeah.
That said he was killed. Anyway, it was a real wake-up. That's where I woke up. Yeah, Mark Chapman. And I mean, listen... Get into that story, and you'll get some very interesting stuff about him. Very interesting.
So, where is the League of Rights now?
Probably disappeared. I don't know, but they were a thing back in the early '80s in Australia and New Zealand. They're like a political party that were Christian right wing types. You know, believes in God and whatever. But that was where I woke up, and that's where I got Carol Quigley.
I reckon they're going to remove God from all the references to all our laws.
Well, that's what they said back at this meeting back in the 80s. They said God will be removed from school, from every...
All laws.
And sure enough, bit by bit, you've seen... It's been happening, you know, it's been happening, and... And there's no argument about it. I mean, you know, we are...
By the way, all these things, all these themes you're dropping, try and put them in the show notes because this is gold.
Yeah, well,
this is, I call this Rick Gold. And because it's a lot easier, I like to always say things in the positive vein. It's a lot easier when you put all your show notes because people love to click. So all these books.
Yeah, by the way, if you can find all these books,
can you find the links to all these books on a website called b-ok.cc? This is where we can get all the PDFs. Download.
Okay.
So if you could
I will do so, and I'll try and do it tomorrow. Because I said I got nothing to do, and I've just got a message back from my ex, and she's definitely not part of any. She's saying, "Oh no, you've got to be what she says. You have to be self isolating for 14 days. Like fucking, that's not happening. I didn't self isolate for 2 seconds. I've got my business is literally going in and doing these deep cleans for people that are breaking
out. Tell her you've deep cleaned yourself 14 times. That's the same thing.
No, I'll tell her I've been gargling methylated spirit, so don't worry, darling. And look, the fact
I want to shout out to Mrs. Fakeologist because she is so against this agenda.
Her and I
are totally synchronized. I think it's fantastic. Well, I'm so lucky because I don't know how many couples in your bad situation. I feel bad for you, Rick.
I successfully took over a property with paying her out a minimal amount of money, and I've got a new car. Well, not a new car, but I've got I have a different car, but it's not brand new, but a beautiful van. I own the house now. She's done the right thing by me 100%. And I do understand she's concerned because her business is dealing with very sick people. And so if she does believe in this thing, I understand. And I'm not going to argue with her about that. But I did say, you know, look, be aware that your flu shot is probably more dangerous than anything that, you know, I'm doing. And you're probably got more, there's probably more danger of you hurting people and me hurting people. But look, at the end of the day, I'm happy, and my daughter's in New Zealand having a great time. The boys would be sitting if they were here, they'd be in their bedrooms watching computer games. They're doing the same thing with her. So at the end of the day, it's not really a major thing, but it's a sign of what other people will be going through right now. If you are brave enough to have an alternative view to what's going down. They're coming after the people that are alternate believers that don't believe in this bullshit. They are coming after them. And that may not be happening this week, but in the next year, you'll see some really radical things going down, I would say.
We're already seeing them.
Look at Kevin. You just mentioned him. I mean, if he's in jail for his beliefs, then we're living in tyranny, guaranteed.
I don't think there's enough people that care. I know there's not enough people that care. That's the problem.
No, there's not, Ab. There's not. But, you know, but the sad thing is, what it is cognitive dissonance, and they don't want to believe. They don't want to believe there's something bad going down. They want to think it's just, you know, this will get better next week. This will get better next week, you know.
It's 2 weeks.
So I'm lucky that I've got a very good friend of mine sending me a message. He goes, he evacuated Sydney 2 weeks ago. He's building a house south of Sydney. The same distance I'm from Sydney, he's the same distance south. He's built his house, or building his house. He's now set up work in that area, and he said that we've got to avoid going to Sydney, and he's right. I'm going to have to pull out of Sydney and get work up here and not go down there because the way that things are going, it's just, you know, I won't be able to work. You know, they'll be insisting on mandatory testing will be the next thing. And I need to find people that are trying to sell their houses up here and get involved with helping them sell their house, paint it, do whatever, you know, which I used to do before. Do houses up pre-sale as a business because property values have gone sky high here.
Yeah.
I'm sure the same thing's going on. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. And I was in an op shop. An op shop. It's an Australian way of saying it, like a charity store last week. There was a couple of Indian families in there and their kids were speaking in Indian. We've got Indians moving over here faster than I've ever seen anything ever happen. There doesn't seem to be any stoppage of that going down despite this variant claiming to come from India. So we've got Indians coming over here, moving here, taking over businesses fast. I don't know what
I'm just looking
it's going,
at
but
Jay Dyer's Jay's Analysis podcast feed. And is there any specific one you recommend?
The last one's great. It's just basically.
It says Great Reset and the Shadow Government.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Fantastic.
From four
days ago? It's just a young guy asking him questions, and he is on the money, let me tell you.
So there's the last three. The second last one is Jay on Austerity and Managed Crisis.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic as well. Yeah. He does
Trinity
all the stuff. Forget about any religious debate, though. If it says religious debate, do not listen to it. But
okay.
If it's him discussing austerity and the books that he's read, I'm telling you now, you can go back, listen to anything he says, and cite it backwards. Find the book. Everything he says is citable. And he's funny at the same time. Every now and then he'll make a joke about stuff, and it's quite funny. So
no doubt he's talented. You know what the stupid thing is? The guy will never buy a good mic. He's always yelling into his speakerphone.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
You know, Tom Cowan does the same thing. He's another PIA when it comes to audio.
Yeah, you know, you do have to look after your audio or buy the cheapest phone.
Well, yeah. Why make it hard for people to listen?
Yeah.
That's
true.
Just give me a sec here, Rick. How much time you got?
All good. I know. I'm going to disappear because I'll be back tomorrow night.
Wait. Just give me 1 minute before I'll sign off with you.
Okay. No worries. Anyway. We are living in, the Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. Can I just say, we are living interesting times. Simple as that. You are listening to Rick talking to himself.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Anyway, wonderful to talk to you people tonight. But tomorrow night I'll be talking to Rollo about his funeral that he's been to, sadly. His impending court case, a few more weeks, and whatever else we decide to talk about. Tomorrow night at about 6 PM Australian time. You've heard it here first, folks.
That's all, folks.